Japan Airlines has announced a full schedule of flights to Fairbanks this winter. In its 10th year offering winter service to Fairbanks, the carrier is planning 18 round trips beginning this Sunday and running through April 3rd. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Northern Lights, Dog Mushing, and Chena Hot Springs have long drawn visitors from Japan to Fairbanks, providing a major tourism boost at a time when visitor numbers can be pretty weak. Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO Deb Hickok says Japan Airlines' recently announced schedule of 18 Fairbanks winter flights provides for five-day stays that inject tourism dollars into the local economy.
We have a few around the holiday time, the Christmas holiday. That's traditionally a big holiday in Japan also. And then we have a little bit of a gap. And then from January through the beginning of April, we have steady flights back to back. And that provides the baseline of business for a number of small businesses and large businesses in our town.
The FCVB first attracted the carrier to the city in 2004 based on growing Japanese interest in visiting Chena Hot Springs Resort. Hickok remembers naysayers who didn't think Fairbanks could support regular flights from Japan.
That it happened was really a coup. So, you know, in general, it's had some ups and downs, but it's been a really good run.
The downs included trouble with the Dreamliner aircraft and Japan Airlines bankruptcy reorganization, both of which reduced the number of flights to Fairbanks. Hickok says demand has never faltered, and Chena Hot Springs remains a big attraction for Japanese visitors.
But what we've seen now is many, many small tour operators that are selling specialty tours. So we see some lodges and small B&Bs, and then we see a lot of dog mushers.
We give everything from a 30-minute dog sled ride to 6-night, 7-day adventure tours.
That's Leslie Goodwin-Williams, who operates Paws for Adventure. That's Paws, P-A-W-S. She says Japanese visitors account for about 40% of her business, and she tries to accommodate them as best as possible, but admits she still doesn't know enough Japanese.
Skoshi, very little. But I do get enough to get by. They probably know as much English as I know Japanese.
Goodwin Williams says the Japanese have a special appreciation for Alaska's wilderness. Opportunities to experience that may be expanding. Hickok says there's interest from Japanese operators in winter tours in Denali National Park. The Park Service will plow a longer stretch of the road into Denali beginning in February to accommodate new winter bus tours. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.